You're listening to MoneyWeb at Midday.
Well, let's move now to tornadoes and a tornado tearing through Pretoria North. It's the kind of extreme weather event that really does stop and make you think, what if that was my home, my business, my car? Now, the storm leaving a trail of damage, ripping off roofs, flooding buildings and uprooting trees. Thankfully, no injuries reported, but obviously the financial impact is going to be significant. So here's my question. How prepared are South Africans when it comes to insuring their homes and businesses against severe weather? And what should be, or what should affected residents be doing right now to ensure that their claims are processed smoothly? I'm in conversation now with Oswald Kyler, Head of Short-Term Insurance at Consult by Momentum. Oswald, how then and welcome to you does insurance typically cover damage from extreme weather events like this tornado that we witnessed in Pretoria?
Hi, Jeremy and the MoneyWeb listeners. It's always a privilege to engage with you. So I think the good news is that acts of nature, which is where this event really falls squarely into, is covered on most South African policies. So that's the good news. And it's just part of what we refer to as comprehensive insurance. So there's nothing more that you really need to do, like buy up a specific policy or take out optional covers. So I think most people there in Pretoria North would find themselves in a position where they actually can claim for this event. So that's the good news.
Have your phones been ringing as a result of this event?
Yeah, I'm sure all South African insurers at this point in time have got questions that they need to answer. And maybe to a degree, the guys that were exposed in that specific area in Pretoria North, Montana and Cinnaville, obviously their phones will be ringing a little bit more than the others because of the claims that probably will flow in. But interesting, though, that South Africa, people think that we are not supposed to have tornadoes, but if you look at the statistics over the last few years, we do often get tornadoes in our country. Gauteng and KZN specifically sit in what we refer to as a tornado alley. Now, when people listen to me, I'm not referring to a similar type of magnitude of tornadoes like we know in the American tornado alley, but Tongaat was a brilliant example a year ago, June, in 2024, when there was that massive tornado that registered on an EF3. Lots of losses that can come through. And these are all pushed by means of just global warming.
Oswald, let's assume that you have been impacted. Are there common mistakes then that people make that could either delay or even void their claim?
Look, as long as your insurance premiums are up to date, I think that's the first thing to be mindful of. If your insurance premiums are paid, you wouldn't have a problem. Given that acts of nature around this specific event like tornadoes are normally covered. And the reason I say normally is that with all things relating to a contract, there are terms and conditions. And maybe just two that I'd like to highlight to our South African listeners is that should you be in a position where your properties, assuming you've built something at your property like a roof, and that specific property was not built in accordance to the regulations, and there might be what we refer to in insurance as a defective design, meaning that it would be a policy exclusion. And to make that practical, it just means that you built that roof not using qualified individuals. It's not built according to standards. And should an assessor come out after a tornado and find that this roof, if it was built according to standard, would have been able to handle the storms, then you might find yourself that your claim will be repudiated based on the fact that it was defective design. There's also other examples like retaining walls that have not been maintained over years. So if you don't perform due care and maintain your gutters and those type of things, then yes, tornado might have been the trigger point, but it's not really the reason why the loss was to the extent it is. And then you could very well find yourself in a position that your claim will be repudiated.
You mentioned the Tongaat example. I wonder going forward if you are expecting an increase in claims related to extreme weather in South Africa, given the ongoing climate change debate.
Yeah, Jeremy, exactly to your point there. It is going to continue. I had a look at a bit of statistics over the last few years. We've gone from in 1960 to about 100 events taking a place globally to 1989 sourcing over 300. And now in South Africa, we're hitting 440 on average. So there's definitely this period of plateau and then a massive spike every 2-3 years. And then it seems to continue at the higher level. So in my opinion, I do see these events continuing in future, which just again emphasizes the fact that as South Africans, it's not just about having an insurance policy. That is definitely a must. I think it's clear to all of us. But it's also important that we know that we play a proactive role when it comes to managing that insurance risk with our insurers. It's really important that we look at things like the maintenance and obviously who we get to install things, like your solar panels. I mean, if it's not installed properly and something had to happen from a storm perspective, although your insurance policy covers a storm or a rain or et cetera, if you don't have it fitted the correct way, you could find yourself in a position where it's repudiated.
And Oswald, if that's the modeling that you're looking at right now, this kind of extreme weather is going to impact insurance premiums in the long run.
Definitely, Jeremy. It's we can already see it in South Africa, especially under building rates in your personal insurance, commercial rates as well. We see that the rates, the proportion of rates increasing in those pockets, have shifted where typically your vehicle insurance rates was a lot very volatile, given the accidents and the crime in South Africa around hijacking, etc. But we've seen a new type of risk evolving and very quickly, and that is the nature of acts of nature type of events taking place. So we see building premiums already increasing across the board in South Africa. And I really think if you want to safeguard yourself in terms of your budget in the future, as well as knowing that you can have a successful claim, it really just comes back again to the fact of do not look for the cheapest outcome when it comes to maintaining your solutions or building something at your property. Rather go for a qualified individual, make sure that it's structurally correct so that your losses in the future is not only limited, but it is actually paid by an insurer. And that's going to, at the end of the day, benefit your insurance premium. We all know that it comes down to loss ratio when it comes to determining that rate of yours.
Let's talk about the payment of policies then. How can policyholders speed up the claims process to get their payout sooner? Often they are dealing with a very traumatic event and they need the money sooner rather than later, don't they?
Yeah, I think the important thing is, and it's a very good question actually, because not a lot of people focus on what to do when the claim actually occurs. So the most important thing right from the beginning is to do a bit of an analysis of what's the losses that you've incurred, because you don't want to put an initial claim in and then only to find yourself updating that three or four times during the next week as you find that certain things are missing, etc. So I think that's the first thing I would do. So do a bit of a check of what are the items that I've lost post the event, and then get it as soon as possible to your insurer. Take photos of the event, take photos of the items that have the, oh well of the damages that occurred. And then very importantly to all South Africans, please do not go and try and attempt to fix anything. Allow your insurer to get their assessors out and to do a proper analysis from their side, and then let the rest of the action take place. Look, all insurers are different. I think insurers that are a little bit more towards inclined towards a digital processing of claims will be faster than some of your old traditional methods. But be that as it may, I think from a consumer perspective, the most important thing is get it as quickly as possible to your insurer. Make sure that you've covered everything that you believe were lost, and then ultimately do not start fixing anything until the assessor has reached your property.
Oswald Keiler is the head of short-term insurance at Consult by Momentum. Thank you very much.